Well, you know, if they've collected the data and they know that what they're doing is making an impact on, you know, increased instructional time, in a lot of cases for teachers, that's huge, right? And if you've got data and you've got momentum around, well, we've decreased office referral rates, we've decreased suspensions, our kids are performing better, we've got a coach that's guiding the process, we're using that team dynamic, it's going to be hard to let go. In fact, we've had new superintendents come aboard and want to sort of say, I've got a new acronym that I'd like to introduce. And the data is so compelling, and the administrators and the community has said, you know what, look at the data, look at the evidence behind it. This doesn't make sense to do something else when we've got evidence that this is making an impact with our children and our youth. We're also, you know, again, we're working at the state and district level to shape policy, right, to make sure that we've got a professional development aligned with providing skills and nurturing the growth and development of our teaching staff. We've got an evaluation and social marketing plan that shows and builds sort of the case. It's kind of hard, you know, once you demonstrate success, to say we should get rid of it, because, you know, it's really the community that's bought in, and we brought in the family and the community partners to say it's working.